writes a letter, it seems that even though he is writing to these churches, in every letter that Paul writes to every church, it feels like he's writing it to us. Everything that he writes to the Philippians, to the Colossians, to the Thessalonians, to the Romans, it's as if he's writing those letters to you and to me. He's writing the letter to Highland Baptist Church today. So what Paul is saying to the Philippian church 2,000 years ago, he's writing it to you and me today. So what is it that Paul is saying 2,000 years ago that is applicable to us today? Well, I believe there's three things that we can get from it today. First of all, he says, don't forget the past. I'm going to kind of tiptoe into your previous two services celebrating the 75 years. Don't forget the past. He says, from the first day until now, he's thanking them in every prayer, making a request for you all with joy from your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Now, Highland Baptist Church, celebrating 75 years of missions and ministry, the CDC, vacation Bible schools and baptisms and church plants. By the way, next Sunday, Grace Baptist Church, just on the other side of town, will celebrate 70 years. Grace Baptist Church was a church plant from Highland Baptist Church 70 years ago. So they'll celebrate their 70th anniversary next Sunday. Now, for 75 years of ministry, that doesn't mean that Grace or that Highland Baptist Church has had perfect years and perfect time over these 75 years. I'm sure there's been some bumps along the way. You know how I know that? Because it's been a church full of people. Amen. I'm sure there's been bumps along the way, but we learn from the mistakes. But we celebrate and we build on the triumphs. When we forget the past, when we forget to celebrate the good and learn from the mistakes, these types of celebrations will soon come to an end. Earlier this year, we saw that from one of the churches right here in our association, when they closed their doors just a few months ago. A church just up the street in the Duck River Baptist Association that used to run over 150 in worship service held their last service about 6 months ago. You know, our association, even though we're getting ready to celebrate 199 years, our association still, we have no existing churches from the original founding of the association. You know, over in Revelation chapter 2, we read about the church at Ephesus who lost their first love. What did Jesus tell them to do? Remember. Jesus says, remember therefore from where you've fallen. So the best thing we can do is remember the past. Don't forget the past. Don't forget where you came from. See, Paul loved the Philippian church, and even in their short history, he was thankful for what they had accomplished, especially when it came to their support of missions and ministry. What a great thing for Dr. Randy Davis to remind you folks of today. Your gifts to missions, your gifts to ministry, all the things you've done, this plaque here from Samaritan's Purse, but the almost 700 baptisms, what a thing to celebrate. Paul was thanking them for that, that they'd held on to the faith. Even in persecutions, they had held strong to doctrine, even in the face of false teachings. And folks, we should expect no less from ourselves even today. Don't forget the past. But number two, don't lose momentum. He said, I'm thanking God for all of these things from the first day until now.